Welcome to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net. Short opinion pieces, humor, rants, and musings by best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net. Now, on with the show. There was a time in my life when one of my favorite things to do was to eat cheese. A small wedge of gooey brie could nearly bring me to tears. A mild cheddar, bright orange, sliced and melted, was as close to heaven as I think I have ever gotten. There was a time when my answer to a mild depression was to hack off a chunk of that mild cheddar, which I bought in long loaves, put it in a bowl, microwave it, and eat it with a spoon. I can still feel the soft, hot mess in my mouth, that little tiny pop as my teeth cut through a bit. A grilled cheese sandwich, one with almost any cheese in it, saturated with butter and fried to a golden, greasy crispness, could send me into paroxysms of ecstasy. One Christmas, when I was a child, my Aunt Lou hosted the family at her home in Cranford, New Jersey. She and Uncle Sid had arranged the table in the basement, and there was one long table to the side that was covered in every kind and shape and color of cheese you can imagine. I can still remember the glorious first bite from that round of Gouda. The remembrance of that table has become for me a lasting impression of the meaning of Christmas. Pizza, the kind my grandmother made, with real, full-fat mozzarella that stretched in hot strings as you tried to separate one slice from the pie, or tried to pull a bite from the steaming slice, was a perpetual rite of passage that I passed through an infinite number of times. The combination of steaming cheese mixed with the scalding tomato sauce created a kind of wonderful pain as you ate. Foodies now talk about mouthfeel. That was mouthfeel. I started to notice, however, that eating cheese did odd things to my energy, my sinuses, my skin. The day after eating cheese, I would notice a pronounced sluggishness. I developed gout, a particularly unpleasant condition, and started needing a cane to get around. One day, I decided to see if cheese had any effect on it. I was sure it wouldn't, but I was desperate and willing to try anything. A week after giving up cheese and other milk products, I was able to get around without the cane. This created a real dilemma for me. Was I really willing to give up all that melty wonderfulness? Well, of course, I'm a sensualist, but I'm not an idiot. Gout hurts a lot. It has been years since I had cheese. I don't usually miss it, but there are times when I simply sit and remember and laugh sadly at the cruel, cruel joke that something so exquisite could also be so uncivil. But I'll always have Christmas in Cranford. You have been listening to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net with best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net.